I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, the pitfalls of this show and my show down here in New York is that, you know, after games like this past weekend, I'm out about you guys. I got no sleep last night, yeah. And you got to wake up, and you can't wait to talk about it. There's a million different things that went on in all of these games. And this game last night, just so you guys understand, 78 combined points, 974 combined yards, 10 TDs combined, 53 first down, 4 penalties, 0 turnovers. I mean, it was incredible. And then when you take a look at the quarterbacks, they were involved in 103 of 136 plays, 81 pass attempts, 4 sacks, 18 runs. They combined for 60 of 81, 707 yards, 7 TDs, 0 interceptions, 137 yards on the ground, and each QB led his team in rushing. It is by far, but in my eyes, for as long as I've been covering the NFL, playing in the NFL, I have never seen a game so entertaining and living up to the billing as this one did last night.
Wow. Is Patrick Mahomes officially the league's biggest star at this point?
I know. Josh Allen's right there. I mean, come on. Josh Allen, 48 of 62, 637 yards, 9 TDs, 0 interceptions, and 134 rushing yards in the last two games. I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable, and it just goes to show you how valuable timeouts are at the end of the game. And how coaches' decisions in situational football, which this was so many different ways over, can really doom a football team. And that's exactly what happened to the Buffalo Bills. You know, I think Tony Romo was all over it right before the kickoff. And look, we're sitting in the studio and we're all sitting there talking about this. And I'm like, you got to kick off to allow the Chiefs at least to attempt a run back to try to kill about 5 to 7 seconds.
Right.
And they kicked it in the end zone, 25 seconds left to go. A couple timeouts left to go with Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes surgically moves his team 44 yards in two plays, and of course Harrison Butker kicks the game-tying field goal. That should have never, ever have happened.
Were we watching Tom Brady's last game yesterday, Boomer?
I mean, I hope not. I mean, he's still great. I mean, he took a beating yesterday. You know, they were missing Tristan Wirfs. Obviously, no Antonio Brown, no Chris Godwin. And they had a chance to win that game. And, you know, Todd Bowles' defense blew about 3 coverages in this game that were just inexcusable. I mean, and this is from a team whose defense was one of the reasons why they won the Super Bowl last year. And they were healthy going into the game. And Tom, I thought, really played, for the most part, well. I mean, he was under pressure significantly because they were having trouble at the right tackle spot. They were putting Aaron Donald over there. Von Miller was over there. And at the end of the day, the GOAT stood tall. He made the plays that he had to make, and I hope he comes back for another year. He clearly is still one of the top 2 or 3 quarterbacks in the league. It's amazing watching him do what he did at the age of 45.
He may have fooled himself into thinking he can always get away with yelling at the officials.
Look, all I can tell you is I don't know how many times I got hit in the mouth. I don't know how many times I have had stitches in the chin, which is, I'm sure Wiggy's had a few of those. That's a rite of passage for every NFL player. You know, that was a little bit been made of too much, I think, from Tom's standpoint. But the one thing I did like about the game last night between the Chiefs and the Bills, there weren't a lot of penalties. They let them play. Mm-hmm. This game had a lot of penalties, had turnovers. It got a little sloppy in terms of what the Rams were doing. But, you know, I hope Tom Brady comes back, man. I mean, I don't want to if he retires, I may retire for good. I've been doing this ever since he's been started to play.
Boomer, like for us Pats fans, right, how big and important is this offseason? You just brought up Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and obviously you got to throw Joe Burrow in there. I know that his game wasn't as good statistically, but when you look at the AFC and you look at just some of the quarterbacks, like how big of an offseason do the Patriots have to have when you're talking about adding pieces to be able to compete with these football teams?
Man, you know, it's so funny you say that, Wiggy, because Phil Simms said after last night, we go up and there's, you know, we got to go up on the third floor in CBS and there's dressing rooms and everything. And as we're going up the stairs, Phil goes, man, you got to wonder if Bill Belichick was watching these games thinking, oh my God, I got to deal with this nonsense for the next 10 years. You know, and many of us think like, you know, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, and of course Tom Brady, you know, owned the AFC for so many years and they were always in the playoffs. It was always those teams. And, you know, I think luckily enough, the Patriots do have their quarterback of the future in Mac Jones. So that part of the equation is answered. I just think that defensively, teams have got to get faster. I mean, when I see what Josh Allen does and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and how these guys are so explosive, then, of course, you take Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd, and you're saying to yourself, man, those guys are loaded in Cincinnati. And then you look out in L.A. and you see Justin Herbert standing there. So the AFC is set up with some really, really great young players. It reminds me, you know, the early 2000s when all these guys came into the league and you had Peyton and Tom going toe-to-toe, and then came that great quarterback draft in 2004 where Ben and Philip Rivers were in the AFC. So we're getting ready, or we're already in, you know, the next generation of great quarterbacks in the AFC. So, yeah, they got to get faster on defense, which to me is the number one thing that they have to do. I mean, they're big and they're clunky. Their defensive line is good, but they have to get faster at the linebacker level. And, you know, they got to get probably younger, a little bit younger at the safety level.
Boomer, now that it won't be Packers, Bills in the Super Bowl, do you pick another two teams or are you just going to sit back and see how it plays out?
Courtney, I'm riding the Bengal train right now. Okay. You know, they're making me relevant. You know, a lot of people want to talk to me. Like, I know what the hell's going on, you know. So I don't know if they do go on to win the Super Bowl and it's against the 49ers. I mean, what am I going to do, go stick my head in the sand somewhere, I think, I guess? I'm going to be hearing about Joe Montana and how he beat us at the end and all this blah, 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 you know, just on and on and on and on and on. So, you know, I did interview Zach Taylor this week, and I just said, you guys are getting closer and closer and closer to making me more and more irrelevant. For 31 years, it took 31 years to win a playoff game. And not only do they do that, then they go on the road and they win a playoff game because the franchise had never won a road playoff game before. So they've been over two humps now, and they're climbing this mountain. And I actually do think, in a weird way, that the Kansas City game is a better matchup for them than the Buffalo game would have been. Mm. So especially with the injuries in the secondary of the Kansas City Chiefs. And you see the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they give up huge plays. Now, Joe Burrow is not Josh Allen in terms of moving around and making plays and running the ball on fourth down and getting key first downs. But, man, he is like he's got ice and cold got ice in his veins, I should say, and he plays his game is very similar to Tom Brady. He has like Tom Brady calm in the pocket. So they had a great game in week 16 or 17 in Cincinnati, and I expect something similar to what we saw last night.
Boomer, if you were Josh McDaniels, would you leave the Patriots to take the head coaching position with the Raiders?
You know what? If the money was there, and yeah, hell yeah, I would. I mean, I got Derek Carr, and at least you have a quarterback right now that can still play and still play at a high level. He's not one of the premium guys. But if that is an opportunity for Josh and they're going to give him total control, which I think whoever goes there is going to have a very good shot at doing that, and you do have a playoff team sitting there, I don't see how you say no. I mean, he could probably extract, or whoever's going to go there is going to extract at least – a six-year deal, I would think, simply because of some of the instability around the organization at the moment.
Boomer, when you look at the NFC, I think a lot of questions about Matthew Stafford. Can he do it? How important has he kind of changed the narrative of how people look at him by getting to the NFC Championship? Or has he become, all right, now you have to take it one step further, get to the Super Bowl? Or is it one of those things where he has to win it before people can actually change the narrative? Because we know what he can do throwing the football, but it's always been the Achilles heels, Can he get past the big one? Can he win those big games?
It's a really good question. You know, the narrative is set because of the way that he has played. So it's not like somebody's making something up about him. I mean, we all are aware of his failings as a Detroit Lion quarterback. We know that he put up numbers. We know that he had never won a playoff game until this year. He was a central figure in Detroit, much like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins have all been in their respective NFC North city. So the narrative thing is set because of him. Nobody's making anything up. So here's the interesting stat about him. He has now won two playoff games with the Rams. The Lions have one playoff win since 1958. So, you know, I think he's probably put to rest some of the criticisms around him. And the last couple games he's played exceptionally well, even though his team tried to implode on him yesterday. I don't know what we would have been saying had the Buccaneers won this game yesterday. You know, Matthew Stafford did everything right. I mean, the center snapped the ball when he wasn't ready for it. Cooper Kupp fumbled. Cam Akers fumbled. I mean, they tried to give the game away for yesterday. So, but Matthew stood tall. So I think he's answered a lot of those questions. The interesting thing for me, Wiggy, this is going to be round three between them and the 49ers. And the 49ers, man, that defense is awesome. They assault you. They want to make it into a street fight. And Nick Bosa and Arik Armstead and Fred Warner are three. That little triangle of players right there make it so difficult on opposing quarterbacks. And I think it's one of the reasons why they swept the Rams in the regular season this year.
Boomer, speaking of the 49ers, I've seen a lot of people talk about Jimmy G and how they think that we haven't seen everything he can give yet. A lot of people were saying the same thing about Mac Jones when he was playing. Do you think we've seen everything Jimmy G has to offer?
I just want people to remember that Jimmy Garoppolo is playing hurt. And he's playing hurt with a thumb problem on his throwing hand. And, you know, it was 0 degrees. It was snowing. It was windy in Green Bay. By the way, I was under the covers. I had about three tequilas at this point. And I was thinking, oh, I could probably do this. Oh, I could probably do that. But I was nice and toasty and warm. You know, that was an epic game. And when he needed to make the plays, Courtney, he made them. I don't care what anybody says. He had a couple really key plays there towards the end of the game. You know, Aaron Rodgers played okay, but the 49er defense just kind of mucked it up and didn't allow him to hit any of those back shoulder throws. And a couple throws he tried to make, for whatever reason, whether it be the defense or whether it be the weather conditions, you know, he was unable to connect on the big play. You know, he likes to throw a lot of short passes, a lot of out passes, and then all of a sudden out of the blue comes a back shoulder throw to Davante Adams. And this defense did not allow that to happen in this game. I mean, they did exactly what I think everybody thought they were going to do. They were going to beat up the Green Bay Packers, and now they're going to have to do it to the Rams again.
Boomer, based on what Rodgers said post-game, do you think he's done?
I think I've been saying all year, and you know, I've said it on this show, and I've said it on my show in New York City, that I believe if I'm going to speculate about Aaron Rodgers and I'm not reporting anything, for God's sake. And by the way, you know, after they lost on Saturday night, you know, I was trending on Twitter again because everybody said, now Aaron Rodgers is boycotting the Super Bowl. You know, I'm like, oh, God, here we go. You guys are still going back to that.
You called that right, though. You can't take credit. You called that right.
I know, but you know, like, once the cat is out of the bag, you can't put it back in there, no matter how hard I try. And, you know, everybody just loves when people fail. I think Aaron's a great player, but I have been saying and I have been speculating that because of his salary cap number, because of where the Green Bay Packers are, they're going to have to make a decision. I mean, if they keep him at the current contract, he counts $46 million against the $208 million salary cap. If they trade him or release him, that number drops down to $26 million. And it's palatable to handle it if you believe Jordan Love can be the heir apparent, because they can go through 1 year with Jordan at his number and then combine with that $26 million. That's like a starting quarterback number anyway in the NFL. That's why many people think that he is going to play somewhere else. Now, the interesting thing is going to be, if he does, where? And if Tom Brady retires, does he go to Tampa Bay? Or does he go to Denver, which has got, I feel like, a ready-made team to go to the Super Bowl? The problem with Denver is they play in a division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. So there's a lot of things to look at. I don't necessarily know that he goes to Pittsburgh. I don't think he comes to the New York Giants. I don't see anywhere else. Maybe Miami, just because it's Miami and they do have a reasonably good team, and I know that owner is probably going to be looking for somebody to upgrade a quarterback. But my speculation has been and will continue to be, Denver until I see something else.
All right, Boomer. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
I look forward to it, kids. Have Thanks. A great show.
Bye.
See you guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.